I remember when I first met Rita, and I was like, this is a magical person who really knows music and is a fan of music and the coolest radio person I've ever met. And you know, the thing is, I wanted to, like, I always wanted to get her validation back then on a song. I know art is supposed to be subjective and all that, but she had such great ears that if she told you she liked a song or that a song was good or she played something, it made you feel so good inside. And she was the great, you know, mentor of what's great, but she wasn't like someone that lorded it over you or was egotistical about it. She was humble and she was modest and she was a fan. And the other thing that struck me was she maintained this incredible professional approach to her job and was so polite and gracious and positive, but at the same time, she could turn around and like throw the biggest party ever and, you know, be backstage and go from being like just the super professional music person to like just a great long conversation after the show and also like a big say yes to everything kind of party person. And I love that dichotomy. I love that ability to be so wild but also maintain this incredible, you know, professionalism. And later on, you know, after I knew her for more years and got to know her, you know, that thing about needing this validation from this radio person, it sort of started fading away. And it was more like, I just want to be your friend. You're so cool and you make the world a better place. And on top of all of that, in this industry, to be a queer woman, it was hard when we were coming up, you know, and she was a leader in that, and she was a leader in making you feel seen. And that was really important for people like me and Emily and all the artists that are around us that were gay. And I know now it's, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but, you know, back then it was a big deal to have someone in the industry that saw you and was not misogynist and not making jokes about things that were undermining you all the time. So that was cool. And that was part of her professionalism as well. You know, she was just a really solid person, and she was a maverick of a DJ. I mean, a total maverick and a leader. So Rita Houston, I love you.